弟兄姊妹，把圣经翻到罗马书。
Brothers and sisters, please turn your Bibles to Romans, chapter 2, Romans.
我们今天正道的经文在罗马书一章十八到二十五节。
We'll be looking at chapter 1, verse 18-25.
翻到的话，我想请弟兄念双书节，姊妹念单书节。
Once you turn there, let us have the brothers read the even verses and the sisters read the odd verses.
青少年也可以用英文跟我们一起朗读。
So you can follow along and read with us in English.
罗马书一章十八节，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
神的圣洁，人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是人民可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
想不修还是人的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。
所以神任凭他们存着心里的情欲行误会的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。好，我们刚才念的这八节经文，保罗讲的是有关信仰的事情。
These eight verses that we just read, Paul is speaking of a matter of faith.
如果我们继续往下看，在这段经文的下文，二十六节到三十二节，那七节经文。
If we were to continue reading on into the next seven verses, verses 26 to 32.
那些经文是讲论述了那些离开信仰人的生活。
And there Paul speaks of those who have left the faith.
他们将会变成一个怎样的人。
And this, it speaks of what they will become.
我们看到保罗西伊讲信仰开始，然后再才连接到人的生活和行为。
And so we see that Paul first speaks of faith, and then he speaks of human life and their works.
他这样排列的先后顺序是要显明信仰在人类生活中的重要地位。
And so the way in which he orders this shows that the place faith has, the importance of faith in the life of every person.
如果一个人没有正确的信仰，你在地上怎么做怎么行都无法真正的行出上帝对人的要求的义。
And if you do not have the right, the proper faith, then regardless of what you do, you will not be able to do that which God demands.
唯有你有正确的信仰，对上帝有真正的认识，你的行为才能够真正的达到上帝的标准。
Only when you have the proper faith, when you truly know God, can your works meet the requirements of God.
因此，我们的人不可以不重视信仰。
Therefore, humans cannot ignore faith.
特别对我们已经成为基督徒的人更是如此。
And this is especially the case for those of us who are Christians.
我们作为基督徒，我们都确信自己是有信仰的人。
As Christians, we all claim to be and believe ourselves to be people of faith.
既然我们认定我们是有信仰的人，我们就必须在信仰上认真。
And if we then claim that we are people of faith, then we must be diligent in terms of our faith.
如果我们不认真，随随便便很可能会被各样的异端邪说所左右、所带走。
And And if we are not diligent in seeking to know our faith better, then if we are relaxed and unsure, then we will easily be led astray by all sorts of false and wrong beliefs.
我们不要把这件事当作一般不重视。
And so let us not treat faith as some normal thing that we can disregard.
一旦我们离开正确的信仰，我们就不可能有真正的新生命。
Once we depart from the right faith, then we cannot have a true and right life.
我们在错误的信仰教训里面，我们根本不可能活出上帝要我们活出的他的意。
If we are living in a wrong faith, then there's no way we can live out and work out what God would have us live.
所以保罗在这一段经文中一直在和我们讨论有关信仰的事。
So therefore Paul speaks continually of faith in this passage.
在26到节到32节的时候才给我们讨论有关我们生活的事。
And it is only from verses 26 on to 32 that Paul speaks of what this looks like in terms of our lives.
今天的第十八节经文告诉我们，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人。
And instead, Paul tells in verse 18 that when the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth.
在主耶稣在保罗讲论信仰的时候，讲论信仰的之前，他先要做出这一个重要的宣告。
And so before Paul gets into his main message, we see that Paul must give this important disclaimer, this important message.
因着这样的宣告，我们就知道信仰是何等重要。
And it is only with Paul's clear message here that we can actually understand how important faith is.
如果我们对信仰不认真，如果我们在上帝面前不敬虔，将上帝的话当作一般，随随便便听过了，也不往心里去。
If we're unconcerned with the things of God, if we don't take God seriously, if we hear God's word and then we choose to ignore it as if it were no big deal.
对上帝的话也不存着敬畏的心。
If we are not holy and reverence before God's word.
保罗说，上帝的愤怒会从天上显明。
Paul then says that for such the wrath of God will be revealed from heaven.
或者我们有的人想，哎，我就是不敬虔，也上帝也没拿我怎么样。
And some of us perhaps may think, well, even if I'm not holy, God doesn't seem to make this a big deal.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要有这样的思想。如果你有这样的思想，我建议你去看看旧约。
And brothers and sisters, I urge you not to have this kind of thinking. If you do have this kind of thinking, then I will urge you to look at the Old Testament.
你在旧约中看到上帝的审判，在旧约中能看到上帝对那些不敬畏他的人的审判。
In the Old Testament, we can see God's judgment, His judgment against those who deserve it.
今天我们的行为做了不好，不行不义，好像上帝审判没有临到我们。
And today, if we act against God's word in our wickedness, it doesn't seem like God would be punishing us.
但是你要知道，你每做一件不义的事，都在上帝面前积蓄了上帝对你的愤怒。
But you must know that every wicked act you do, this increases God's wrath against you.
当主耶稣再来的时候，一件一件都摆在你的面前。
So that when Christ returns, that every single act will be placed before you.
到那时候，你根本无脸来到主耶稣面前。
And in that time, you will have no recourse, no face to come before God.
到那时候，你只能对主耶稣说：“主耶稣，把我下到地狱去吧。”
At that time, you can say only, "Lord Jesus, send me to hell."
所以说，我们是有信仰的人，我们都要过敬虔的生活。
So if we are people of faith, then we must live holy lives.
敬虔的生活不要只放在嘴上，敬真正的敬虔人一定有敬虔的行为。
And when we speak of this pious lives, let us not just speak of piety, but let us also work it out.
敬虔的行为就是上帝所说的义。
And then, concerning this piety, this is what is called here the righteousness of God.
义与不义的根本区别在哪里？
What is the difference between righteousness and unrighteousness?
圣经告诉我们，义人必因信得胜。
The Bible tells us that the righteous shall live by faith.
所以义人就是指那些信上帝话语的人。
And so, the righteous person refers to the one who believes in God's word.
而不义就是你不信上帝的话。
And the unrighteous refers to the one who does not believe in God's word.
不义的人，他既然不相信上帝的话，那么他就不可能成为一个顺服上帝话语的人。
The unrighteous person does not believe in God's word, so of course he is unable to be one who obeys God.
如果一个人不顺服上帝的话语，就在行为上就显明了他不是一个义人。
That if someone does not believe in God's word, then his actions will be.Reveal that he is unrighteous.
他就是个犯罪的人。
That he will be one who sins.
弟兄姊妹，千万要知道，我们不要用世上人的观念、犯罪的观念来衡量我们的生命、我们的生活、我们的行为。
Brothers and sisters, we must be certain enough to judge our lives based on worldly standards of what is right and wrong.
如果你说我就是要用世上的观念来衡量。
And if you insist, well, I will use the world standards to evaluate and judge my own life.
我在这里只能说你不是基督徒。
Then let me say here that the only conclusion is you are not a Christian.
福音与你毫无相干。
And the gospel has nothing to do with you.
我们基督徒的行为是要用上帝的话语来衡量的。
For Christians, we Christians, we must...evaluate our actions based off of God's word.
上帝话语中不让我们行的，我们绝不行。
And what the word of God forbids, we must not do.
你行了就是犯罪。
And if you do so, then you have committed sin.
上帝话语中要我们去积极的行的。
And what the word of God enjoins and commands us to do.
你不要以为不行就没关系。
Do not think that, well, I don't have to worry.
上帝话语叫我们行的，你不行也是犯罪。
If God's word tells us to do something and we don't do it, that too is sin.
上帝的愤怒会在天上显明了，在显明这些阻挡真理的人身上。
And the wrath of God will be revealed from heaven upon all these unrighteous people.
所以我们要警醒。
So therefore we must be alert, awake.
上帝要我们行的，我们要努力的、积极的，带着敬畏的心去行。
And therefore, whatever God's word commands us to do, then we must do so diligently.
我们既然相信上帝的话是安定在天的
，And we also believe that God's word will be revealed in heaven.
安定在天就说明上帝的话是信实的。
And that will be in accordance with heaven. This shows that God's word is trustworthy.
是永远不会落空的。
And it will not return void.
我想讲个例子。
I want to give an example.
在我们中间，金涵姐，她身上有很严重的病。
And then we want to speak of someone among us. He has a.
她能够喜乐的生活在我们中间。
And yet he still continues to live joyfully in our midst.
甚至连他的医生都感到惊讶。
So that even his doctors are surprised by this.
意思您怎么还活着，还活得这么喜乐。
And how are you able to live so joyfully?
然后我们知道，我们信主的人知道，那是因为他能够喜乐的孝顺他。90多岁老父亲的结果。
And so we see that this is, that this destroys because of his faithfulness to his father, to his old father.
这是上帝的话，要顺，要孝顺父母，使你得福，在世长寿。
And this is God's word that commands us to honor our father and mother so that we might live long in the land.
上帝这话在他身上真实的、信实的得到应验。
And then this word of God has taken root in this person's life.
上帝话语的信实是实实在在的。
And the trustworthiness of God's word is indeed reliable.
上帝话语的信实，他能够信实的落实在每一个遵循他话语的人身上。
And then this dependable word of God will reliably take root in all those who believe in him.
或者我们更可以确切的说，上帝信实的话语会落实在真正遵循他话语的人身上。
And so we will see that the faithful word of God will take root on all those who trust in God.
哪怕你是一个没有信主的人。
Whether you be one who does not believe in God.
你没有信主，如果你很自然的踏踩在了上帝话语的律上。
If you do not believe in God, and yet you have walked, if you happen to walk in the way of the word of God.
上帝也会信实的祝福你。
And God will also faithfully bless you.
这也就是我们时常听到弟兄姊妹所说的。
And this is what we hear from brothers and sisters.
某某某他也没有信主啊，也不是基督徒啊，却看到他凡事都很顺利。
And then you will hear this frequently. Oh, so-and-so is not a believer, and yet, you know, they visibly see that their lives are quite smooth.
我们作为基督徒的，不要为这样的事心怀不平。
And let us as Christians not be unsettled by this.
因为上帝的话语是信实的，所有人踩在上帝的律上。都能够得到上帝的祝福。
Because God's word is true and trustworthy, so all who walk in accordance with it will receive His blessing.
世人能够在世上顺利，就证明这就是一个例证。
And so, if even unbelievers can live lives that are smooth.
我讲到这里，或者弟兄姊妹说：“那我为什么还要信主啊？信主有什么好处啊？”
And then, again, it is a testimony for not only to also live lives that have run well. But then, some of us may ask, well then, what's the point of being a Christian?
我们信主了，我们手中就有这本圣经。
If we believe in God, then we'll have this Bible in our hands.
上帝就会让教会把圣经的真理给我们解开了。
And then, God will allow the church to help us understand the truth. The truth of this Bible.
上帝真理解开了，我们就明白真理了。
Then when the truth of God is revealed to us, then we can finally understand the truth.
这样我们就可以在我们的行为上不偏左右的遵循上帝的话语。
Then with this truth given to us, then we will be able to follow God's word and not turn to the left or to the right.
因此我们可以基督徒可以明明白白的去遵循上帝的话。
Christians can with clear understanding seek to live out God's word.
而不像世人，他们只能在无意中踩在上帝的律上。
This is contrasted with the unbeliever, the worldly person, who will only kind of unknowingly walk in the way in accordance with God's word.
所以世人是无法永久的得到上帝的祝福赐福。
And so those who are worldly cannot receive God's blessing in the long run.
世人都也不会有永远的盼望。
And then worldly men will not have this eternal hope.
我们要知道，唯有有永远盼望的人才会有能力行出上帝的话语来。
Only those with an eternal hope will have the strength to without God's word.
作为基督徒应该是有能力在自己的每一个选择上每一个行为上都能够行在上帝话语中的人。
And then the Christian ought to be the one who in every respect has the strength to live out in accordance with God's word.
这样我们就能够始终的活在上帝信实话语中的话语中的祝福中。
And so in this way we can remain steadfast in terms of God's word and live within his grace.
如果一个成为基督徒的却不能在上帝话语中得到祝福。
And if someone who claims to be a Christian is not able to receive grace from following God's word,
我只能在这里说，这是一件非常非常遗憾的事情。
But I can only say here that this is a very suspect thing.
我们活在耶稣基督信仰里的人，上帝的话对我们是如此的重要。
If we live in the sphere of faith in Christ, then I can only say that the word of God is of utmost importance to us.
为此，我们要按照正义来分解上帝的话语。
And so we must interpret the word of God rightly and truly.
而释义解经往往使我们进入到偶像崇拜的泥潭里。
If we seek to read into God or whatever we want, this will lead us to idolatry.
保罗从19节到25节列举了各种不认识上帝、抵挡上帝的情况，来警戒我们。
And so Paul lists for us in verses 9 to 25 all sorts of scenarios in which we do not rightly read and interpret God's word.
使我们的信仰不走偏。
And then he lists so that our faith might not go astray.
现在我们来看19-20两节经文。
Now let's look at verses 9 and 20, these two verses.
经文说，神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他显明。自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以叫晓得，叫人无可推诿。
就是 For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them, for his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, and the things that have been made, so they are without excuse.
经文告诉我们，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
And so we see that since the creation of the world, there are certain attributes of his that are clearly perceivable.
我今天讲到的题目是什么？
And so what is the title of this sermon?
明明可知。我为什么用这个题目？
Why did I choose this subject?
因为我想与弟兄姊妹探讨，为什么是明明可知的，而现在的人却没有一个人能够借着上帝所创造的万物来归信上帝。
And if the sermon title is about what is clearly perceived, why is it that no one can understand? It is not obvious to anyone.
明明可知的变成了明明不可知。
So that which is supposed to be obvious turns out to be less than obvious.
所以才会有耶稣基督在十字架上为我们成就救恩这件事。
And it is only because of this that what is obvious is not clearly perceived, that Jesus would go to the cross to die for our sins.
到耶稣升天的那时候，耶稣还说要将圣灵降下来在人们心中。
And even when Jesus was on the day that Jesus ascended to heaven, Jesus said that he would still send the Holy Spirit.
只有这样，我们才会知道有上帝，才会认识上帝。
For only in this way will we know that there is a God and we can know him.
为什么从明明可知变成了明明不可知？我想弟兄姊妹心里都很清楚的。
So why is that which is clearly perceivable not clearly perceived?
那是因为我们先祖亚当堕落的缘故。
I think all of us know very well in our hearts. The reason is because our first father Adam fell in sin.
亚当堕落以后，原显明在人心里上帝的事情。就被犯罪的罪就被犯罪玷污了。
And that which is fully perceived concerning God, then once in sin, then that which was obvious, what was flipped upside down.
上帝的事情在人心中已经模糊不清了。
then what is clearly of the divine, that is no longer clear in man's heart. And so then humans no longer are able to understand God through the creation of the world.
In
Genesis, we see that man was made after the image and likeness of God.
在亚当多了以后，人里面所有上帝的形象和样式大部分都失去了。从圣经中知道，我们人失去了上帝的形象和样式之后，就分成了两个群体。
Then fallen man kind of is split into two camps. In one camp, we have those who still retain a portion of the image of God.
当初亚当有两个儿子，其中一个叫亚伯，他被称为上帝的儿子。
And so in Genesis, we see that Adam had two sons. One was Abel, and he was considered the son of God.
另一个群体里的人似乎完全失去了上帝的形象。
And in the other camp, we have those who are completely abolished the image of God.
圣经就称为他为世人，亚当的另一个儿子该隐。 圣经称他为世人。
And so the Bible calls him sons of man, and this refers to, we see this typified in Adam's son Cain.
当该隐杀害了亚伯之后，上帝使亚当又生了一个儿子叫赛特。
And then after Cain murdered Abel, we see that God had Adam beget yet another son, Seth.
并以赛特代替了被该隐所杀的亚伯。
And so Seth replaced Abel, who was murdered by his brother.
到了创世纪第六章的时候，上帝的儿子看见世人的女子美貌。
And so when we get to Genesis chapter 2, we see that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were attractive.
他们就开始随从世人的生活状态来生活。
And so there they intermingled and they started living like the sons of men.
使上帝的儿子们堕落成为世人。
So that the sons of God then fell once again and became corrupt like the sons of men.
所以到六章第五节，圣经说耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
And so this is why when we get to Genesis 6 verse 5, and God sees that all humanity is sinful.
最后除了挪亚一家，所有的人都被大洪水所灭。
And so, with the exception of Noah and his family, the rest of humanity were destroyed in the flood.
我们回顾创世纪这一段人类的历史。
So as we look back at this part of human history in Genesis,
我们要看到一点，自从亚当堕落之后，堕落的人会越走越远。
Then we must take this point. This one point, which is those who are fallen in Adam will only depart farther and farther away from God.
堕落的人是没有能力回头走回头路的。
Those who are fallen cannot turn back to God, but only depart from Him farther and farther away.
我们看到，虽然上帝一直兴起先知，不断的警告以色列人。
And we also see that just as God sent prophet after prophet to warn the Israelites.
然而，以色列人对先知的警告视若无睹。
And yet, we see that the Israelites completely ignored the cries of the prophets.
仍旧偏行己路。
And so we can see that they continue heading toward the cliff.
甚至上帝的刑罚一次次的临到他们，他们也不悔改。
And so even as God's punishments come to them time and again, they do not repent.
所以人类的历史中，如果没有上帝特殊恩典的临到，人们会一直都趋向于邪恶。
So uh, what looking back in history, unless God gives His saving grace to His Son, then humans in their fallenness will only become more and more corrupt.
一个国家如果没有上帝，他们的邪恶会越来越重，越来越严重。
In a country without God, their wickedness will only become more and more severe.
上帝的护理，上帝的看顾，上帝的特殊恩典，才能够使人类稍微的向走向面向上帝。
It's only with the protection of God and saving and special grace. Will humans be able to walk and return to God?
上帝在六天里创造了整个世界。
And God created the world in the space of 6 days.
上帝所看所创造的一切都是好的。
And all that God created was good.
特别是到上帝按照自己的形象和样子创造人之后。
And especially after God has created man in His image and after His likeness.
上帝看到这一切所造的都是甚好。
And then God saw that everything was very good.
上帝所说的甚好是指当初被造的人具有真知识、公义和圣洁。
And when God speaks of that was very good, He referring to humans made in His image who have wisdom, knowledge, and righteousness.
虽然人的这些属性、真知识、公义、圣洁都是有限的。
And of course, when we speak of the holiness and righteousness of course, this is limited.
但因着人有这样的属性，人完全能够照上帝要求来生活。
And then we can see though it is limited, yet these people are still able to live in accordance with God's word.
我们也看到，上帝也希望人能够甘心乐意、发自内心的来敬拜他、感谢他。
And we see that God wishes that humans would from their hearts and in truth give thanks to God.
照着他的旨意来生活。
And live in accordance with His will.
所以上帝就赐给人有意志上的自由。
And so God has given humanity free will.
这样的人他就有做出各样选择的权利。
And so such people will have the right to choose.
当然每一个人都必须为自己所做出的选择负责。
And of course everyone will be responsible for their own choices.
当你选择顺服上帝、荣耀上帝，你就会有永恒的生命。
And when you choose to obey God and to glorify Him, then you will have eternal life.
当你选择了背逆上帝，就要承担死亡的命运。
And if you choose to rebel against God, then you must bear the punishment of death.
上帝要人发自内心的来感谢他、荣耀他。
So God wants people to thank Him from their hearts.
那是因为上帝不缺荣耀。
Because God does not lack glory.
因为上帝希望人能够自觉地敬拜荣耀他，因为当人如此生活的时候，才会有从上帝那里来的平安和喜乐。
So God wants people to freely to give glory to God, because only in this way will they receive the peace that comes from God and the peace and joy that comes from God.
可惜的是亚当错误地用了自己的自由意志。
And unfortunately, God Adam has misused his free will.
他在撒旦的诱惑下。选择了听从撒旦。
And under Satan's temptation, he chose to listen to Satan.
撒旦是堕落的天使。
And Satan is a fallen angel.
他本来不属于上帝为人所创造的这个世界。
And so Satan actually initially was not part of the creation that God created for humanity.
撒旦是属于灵界里的存在。
So Satan belongs to the spiritual realm.
因着亚当听从并顺服了撒旦，罪就从灵界进入到我们人类的世界里。
And then and after Adam listened to Satan and his temptation, then sin entered the world of humanity through from the spiritual realm.
所以圣经告诉我们，罪是从一人落到世界的。
And so this is why the Bible tells us that sin came into this world through one man.
就是从亚当进入到我们世界。
And it came into this world.
所以上帝创造六天创造以后说这个世界是甚好的，绝不是说世界里有什么缺憾。
And so when God created the world in the space of 6 days, He said it was very good. And that means that there was no shortcoming or any big problem in creation.
只是灵界的撒旦把罪从灵界带入到我们人类里面。
It's that Satan brought in sin from the spiritual realm.
从此以后，人世界就被罪所辖制了。
And from then on, then humanity and this whole world has been bound and oppressed under sin.
除了从天上降下来的耶稣基督，所有的人都被罪所辖制。
And Jesus who was sent here from heaven, all humans were bound and oppressed by sin.
因着罪进入到世界，人被罪所辖制，所以人已经无法借着上帝所创造之物可以晓得有上帝。
And so because sin entered this world and bound all of humans, then humans are unable to come and worship God properly.
这就成为当前人的状况。
And so this is the predicament situation that we see here in Romans.
人一旦不认识上帝，就如今天经文所说的，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
And then because people do not then no longer know God, then it says here in the passage that they don't honor him or then they become futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened.
自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
Claiming to be wise, they became fools.
当人里面有虚妄的思念，昏暗无知的心，就成为一个自以为聪明而实则却是愚拙的人，愚拙的人。
And those who are futile in thinking and whose foolish hearts were darkened, such people would think they are wise but are actually fools.
这样的人最大的特点就是会不断的制造出许多偶像来。
And one of the main features of such people is that they will be unceasingly manufacture idols after idols.
加尔文说，人心是制造偶像的工厂。
As Calvin says, the human heart is a factory of idols.
并且人会敬拜侍奉自己所制造出来的偶像。
And so much so that humans will actually worship that which they of the idols which they created.
人会制造出各种各样的偶像。
And humans will create all kinds of idols.
对于有信仰的人来说，制造偶像的人基本上可以分两大类。
And for those who are who have faith, we can say that that those who manufacture idols, they can also be categorized into two camps.
一类是打着耶稣基督旗帜，称呼上帝名号的偶像制造者。
There will be those who carry the banner of Christianity and yet still manufacture idols.
他们是基督教的异端。
These will be kind of the cults.
另一类是完全与上帝无关的异教。
And the other will be the other world religions that have nothing to do with God.
异教就是一个敬拜侍奉偶像的信仰。
And so any kind of heresy or other religion that would be those who worship idols.
还有一大群没有信仰的人，其实对于没有信仰的人而言，他们的偶像就是自己。我们不要认为他们的偶像是金钱。他们的偶像是名誉地位。
But for them, rather, it is things like status, position, power, fame.
这一切只不过是外在的表现。
And all these are outward appearance.
金钱和地位都是为自己这个偶像服务的。
But in terms of money and power, all these things serve the idol that is self.
他们自己就是自己的偶像。
So they are their own idols.
这样以自己为偶像的人，不管世界上发生什么事情。
So such people whose idols are themselves, regardless of what happens in this world,
不管这些事情邪恶到什么程度，
regardless of how wicked things become,
哪怕已经有人行出兽的行为来了，
and even if some people were to act in a beastly manner,
这些以自己为偶像的人只要不触犯到自己，
and as long as these people do not hurt themselves,
只要没有对我自己心中的这个偶像造成了威胁。
As long as nothing threatens the idol that is our own selves,
他们都会事不关己高过挂起。
Then these people will be blatant and will not worry about displaying their sin.
所以说，在没有上帝的社会里，恶人可以横行霸道，因为没有人可以阻止他，也没有人会出面来阻止他们。
In a godless society, then they don't at least we do not have to hide. No one will stop them or claim them to be wrong.
这些以自己为偶像的人，甚至为了保护自己这个偶像。
So those who follow idols or who seek to protect such idols,
还会助纣为虐。
And they will also continue to be evil.
我们看到当前这样的人大有人在。
We see this was common during this time.
这种偶像崇拜更加可怕。
And of course, this is quite terrifying.
今天经文的二十一节前半节。
Today's passage, the first half of verse 21.
因为他们虽知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他。在这里说，他们虽然知道有神，我们不要认为他们是不荣耀他们所知道的神。
And here, what is it that they knew God, but they did not honor Him as God?
这几乎是不可能的。
This is basically, of course, this is impossible.
他们确实会荣耀他们所知道的神。
Well, on the one hand, it's kind of impossible that they do not honor what they perceive to be God. Of course, they will honor what they perceive to be God.
问题是他们所知道的神不是上帝在圣经中所启示的神。
But the God that they claim to know, this is not the God that is revealed in the Bible.
他们心中的神是自己想象的神。
Instead, the God in their hearts is the God that they manufacture.
像这样的人，他们甚至可以在健忘中宣称上帝的本性、公义和怜悯。
So in this way, they can actually reveal God's own righteousness and holiness.
他们所宣称的上帝这些属性，都是他们以为应该有的那个样子。
And what they perceive to be God, this is what they think ought to be God.
好像他们知道上帝所有的一切。
It's almost as if they know everything there is to know about God.
所以他们会大大妄为的宣称上帝应该是怎样的上帝。
And so therefore they are able to be bold and declare, oh, this is the kind of God that God is. Or that God should be.
他们认为他们甚至连上帝奥秘的事情也了如指掌。
And then they will also even claim to know that which is mysterious concerning God. They know everything.
而这样的人，事实上，他们对上帝毫无所知。
But of course, such people actually know nothing about God.
他们所荣耀、所敬拜的，只是自己心中的偶像。
Instead, what they know and worship is actually their own idol that they created.
他们的特点就是把自己心中的偶像冠上了上帝的名号而已。
And so, instead, what they really are doing is taking the idol they manufacture in their hearts and just calling that God.
所以二十一节下半节说，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
This is why the latter half of the verse states that their foolish hearts, that they became futile in thinking, their foolish hearts were dark.
因为他们把虚妄当做了真实。
Your faith was that which was false and made it true, and called it true.
所以他们的心就昏暗无知了。
Instead, their hearts are foolish and dark.
这样的人特点会认为自己永远是对的。
And then, one feature of this is that they will always think they're right.
一个以自我为中心的人，自己想象，能够想象出神是什么样属性的人，他们觉得自己是一贯正确的。
And so those who are self-centered, then of course they think that everything that, they think about concerning God, they will think this is right, that they're never wrong.
这样的人不管他们如何称呼上帝的名，如何在自己偶像敬拜中冠以上帝的名，但是他们实质就是在敬拜荣耀自己的偶像。
So regardless of how much they claim to know God and worship Him, that what they are actually doing is worshiping their own manufactured idol.
第23节说，将不能朽坏至神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽、昆虫的样式。
As we see in verse 22, then they exchange the glory of the immortal God for images of immortal land and birds and animals and creeping things.
这些经文所指出来的是异教徒的偶像崇拜。
So this is talking about those who follow false religions.
他们不愿意让真上帝的知识进入到他们里面。
They refuse to allow the knowledge of the true God to enter into them.
却接受各样人所遐想出来的学。 人遐想的学问所建立的宗教
And instead they take into the place of true religion everything that human philosophy and human thinking comes up with
就是22节自称为聪明反成了愚拙之人所创立的各样宗教
So again then verse 22 is an apt description claiming to be wise they became fools in terms of
他们是实实在在的偶像崇拜的人
So these are truly idol worshippers
不管怎么样他还是要比那些打着上帝旗号进行偶像崇拜的人好一些
But of course these people will still be a little bit better than those who claim to fly the Christian banner and yet still worship idols
因为他们没有妄称耶和华的名
Because they do not claim Yahweh's name.
这些偶像崇拜的人, 他是一个宗教。
So these idol worshippers, they have their own religion.
这群人是一个宗教的群体。
And this is a religious organization community.
如果不是邪教的话, 一般来说, 他们的教义还是劝人为善的。
And unless this is some kind of evil religion, most of these religions still want humans to be good.
虽然他们的善也不是真心而忠的那个善
Then even though what they consider good is not the actual good from a true religion
但是我们要承认他们对社会而言只要不是极端的异教徒都不会给社会带来危害
But we can say in terms of from the standpoint of society unless they are extremists such people will not bring harm to society
从某种程度上说，还有利于社会趋向于善。
And from one angle, one can even argue that they might be positive for society.
这就是我们 看到的有些宗教，像佛教这样的宗教。
And so we might see something like this in terms of religions like Buddhism.
只是他们不认识真上帝。
However, they do not understand and know the true God.
他们不管怎么做都不会蒙上帝的喜悦。
So regardless of what they do, they will not be pleasing in God's sight.
因为他们不会把荣耀归给真上帝。
Because they will not give glory to such a God.
所以他们也不会有永恒的生命。
They will not have eternal life.
24、25两节，所以神任凭他们乘着心里。 的情与行误会的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。他们将神的真实玷为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬拜那造物的主。主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。
Therefore God gave them up in verse 24. Therefore God gave them up in the lust of their hearts to impurity to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worship and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever.
24节说他们乘着心里的情欲行污秽的事
So we see in verse 24 that from the lust of their hearts they gain filled over the impurity
这里行污秽的事所指的就是25节记载的事 就是将神的真实变为虚谎 去敬拜侍奉受造之物
And such impurity this is what is mentioned in verse 25 that they will exchange the truth for the lie and worship and serve the creature
我们的上帝是一位圣洁的上帝
Our God is a God who is holy
如果一个人不能把圣洁上帝的荣耀归给上帝他自己
And if someone can if a worldly man cannot give glory to the holy God
而是归给不洁的偶像。那么这个人的心里就是不洁净的。所以这里说这样的人是行了污秽的事。一个人心中如果是污秽的，他的身体也不会洁净。所以当我们把对圣洁上帝的敬拜转移到了偶像那里，这样的事情发生必然会招致我们内心和身体的玷污。
And of course, this will impact and twist our hearts and of course, our bodies to follow.
我们就不可能在上帝面前是个洁净的人。
There will be no way in which we can be holy before God.
如果回到今天的十八节经文，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人。
Verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed in heaven against all the powers and righteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth.
当我们把应该归给圣洁上帝的敬拜归给了偶像，我们就要遭到上帝愤怒。
Then when we when we take the worship that is due a holy God and give that to idols, then of course we will receive the wrath of God.
总结今天的讲道内容。
So to summarize today's
sermon, 今天的经文要求我们在敬拜荣耀真上帝的事情上要警醒谨慎。
And so the scripture passage warns us to be watchful and to be careful in the worship that is due a holy God.
并且努力去认识这位真上帝是我们每一个上帝儿女应尽的责任。
And so that it is that our obvious duty for every child of God to be diligent to be careful in growing in knowledge of God, to know God more.
唯有对上帝有真的清楚的认识，我们的敬拜才是在敬拜这位真上帝。
Only when we know God well can we then worship Him rightly.
并且我们也能够把所有的荣耀归给这位真上帝。上帝是不会缺少任何荣耀的上帝。难道我们应该归给上帝的荣耀归给他的时候，我们会得到上帝从天上赐给我们的各样福祉？
But when we give the glory that belongs to God to Him, then we will receive from heaven all manners of blessing and support.
荣耀归给我们在天上的父神。
We give the glory to our Father who is in heaven.
这不是我们随便说说就能够做到的。
So this is not something that we can simply just say as opposed to.
是需要我们在信仰上认真努力的学习，努力的去认识作为真上帝。
Instead, we must extend efforts to work hard for knowing God better.
平安才会给予地上属耶稣基督的我们。
And only then will peace come upon those on earth who belong to Jesus.
好，我们低头做个祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你，谢谢你赐下宝贵话语，因着你的话语，我们得帮助。
We thank you for giving us your precious word, and only through your word can we receive benefit.
因着你的话语，我们知道我们在信仰上该向哪里努力。
And then all through your word, we can see where in our faith, all needs to continue to work hard.
那我们真的认识你。
So that we might truly know you.
也真的侍奉你。
That we might truly worship and serve you.
也真的能够把荣耀归给你。
And then truly can give you all the glory and
求你。赐恩典，让我们有如此的能力。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。